Good morning and welcome to Catholic Views. I'm Jerry Klein. Thanks for joining us. Today we're going to talk about the Catholic Family Sharing Appeal. Father Morgan, Father James Morgan, the rector of Cathedral, joins us, as does Melinda North, who directs the Catholic Family Sharing Appeal for the diocese. Hope you stick around. It's an interesting conversation. Gene Young will have news for us in just a bit. First, the readings for this Sunday. Renee Leach with the first and second reading, and Deacon Bill Radio with the gospel.
A reading from the book of Sirach. If you choose, you can keep the commandments. They will save you. If you trust in God, you too shall live. He has set before you fire and water. To whichever you choose, stretch forth your hand. Before man are life and death, good and evil. Whichever he chooses shall be given him. Immense is the wisdom of the Lord. He is mighty in power and all-seeing. The eyes of God are on those who fear him. He understands man's every deed. No one does he command to act unjustly. To none does he give license to sin. The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, we speak a wisdom to those who are mature, not a wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away. Rather, we speak God's wisdom, mysterious, hidden, which God predetermined before the ages for our glory, and which none of the rulers of this age knew. For if they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and what has not entered the human heart, what God has prepared for those who love him, this God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit scrutinizes everything, even the depths of God. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with brother will be liable to judgment. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow. But I say to you, do not swear at all. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one. The Gospel of the Lord.
And now with a look at news highlights from this past week from the Bishop's Bulletin, here's Gene Young.
Thanks, Jerry. In the news this morning, Discipleship Day 2017 is set for the diocese. The event will be held at the Sioux Falls Convention Center March 30th and April 1st. The theme for the event this year is the heart of the gospel, and it's being called a conference for adults responding to the new evangelization. Discipleship Day is an annual conference for those adults seeking to respond to the call of the new evangelization in their homes, workplaces, and parishes. Whether a person is directly involved in a parish ministry or seeking to be a disciple in their daily life, the conference is offered as a great opportunity. The conference begins Friday evening at 7 p.m. with the opening worship and will run through the celebration of Mass at 4 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. You can find out more and register at www.discipleship.org or by contacting the Diocesan Office of Discipleship and Evangelization at 605-988-3766 or via email at discipleship@sfcatholic.org. You can also read and see more about the effort in the February edition of the Bishop's Bulletin in homes across the diocese right now and online at www.sfcatholic.org. In other news, Virgie and Roger Davis of Resurrection of Our Lord Parish in New Orleans East, who recently celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary, have been through natural disasters of near biblical proportions before. In 1982, an electrical fire broke out inside their three-bedroom home, five blocks from the church, sending smoke billowing through the interior. The cleanup took 18 months. Then in 2005, when Hurricane Katrina breached poorly constructed federal levees, their house, for which they had just made their last mortgage payment, took on 4.5 feet of water. They got back into their home in 2007, and then this past week, a massive tornado swept through the neighborhood while Virgi took cover inside an interior closet. "I've known this for the longest. Where's the best place for me to go?" she told the Clarion Herald, newspaper of the Archdiocese of New Orleans. "I knew the inside closet farthest away from the interior walls. I saw lightning, and I knew it was time to jump in. I knew I had to hold on tight. You could feel it shake." After about a minute, when the noise stopped, she was able to pry the door open despite the debris piled at the floor and the bottom of the door. She looked up and saw the sky. Their house had been destroyed. The Davies were among 250 families in New Orleans East whose houses were either heavily damaged or destroyed by the powerful tornado, relatively rare in southeast Louisiana. Despite the wide swath of damage, officials reported no fatalities and only about a dozen injuries. The head of the Pontifical Council for Life urged the U.S. bishops to stress the human dimension that is under threat of being ignored in the continued search for technological progress. "New technologies, by reason of the satisfaction they bring, their complexity, and their great efficiency, have become the touchstone by which today's ethical challenges are judged," said Archbishop Vincenzo Paglia this week in Dallas, where the bishops were gathered for their 26th workshop on bioethical issues. "The promise of a longer life and even of mortality is the most convincing argument that technological society can offer," Archbishop Paglia said, adding the rhetorical question, "Why should we turn down the possibility of overcoming all limits that technology offers?" Archbishop Paglia cited 20th century philosopher Hans Jonas, who fled Germany shortly after the Nazis took power in 1933, whose writings influenced the development of our awareness today that we are stewards of creation. Jonas saw situations where clearly our decisions must be based on much more than mechanistic, technological, and economic analysis, he said. The text of Archbishop Paglia's remarks were made available on the Vatican Radio website. With a look at the news from this past week, I'm Gene Young reporting from the Bishop's Bulletin Newsroom.
There's a lot to keep up with in that part of the growth of our
sciences.
Exactly.
It's changing every minute.
All right, Gene, thanks for the news. Let's move on to our interview. This morning at Catholic Views, we are joined by Melinda North and Father James Morgan. We're going to talk about the Catholic Family Sharing Appeal. Melinda directs the effort. Father Morgan, one of the priests on the committee that helps her, the advisory committee that works with her on all of that. Good to have you both here.
Thank you, Jerry. I'm feeling a deja vu here.
We've done this before.
We did. It's almost like, didn't we do this yesterday?
It was actually a year ago already.
Yeah. So. I think our listeners will be grateful that we're not rerunning the same interview we did a year ago. This is new, by the way, everyone listening.
And brand new interview. And there's a reason for that. It's because
exactly.
Catholic Family Sharing Appeal, while it is an annual event, really is something new every year, isn't it, Melinda?
We try to make it a little bit interesting each year in that, yes, we support the same ministries in the diocese through Catholic Family Sharing Appeal, but how we talk about it, how we promote the ministries, you know, we try to focus on something a little bit different because, as we've learned, people don't really know how their money is making an impact.
Yeah.
Yeah, in one of our meetings, we try to come up, obviously Melinda comes up with a theme and we help her with that as the priest advisory committee. But, you know, we sit around, we brainstorm, you know, what is the approach going to be? What's the presentation going to be? One of the things that I threw out this year is, you know, we need to ask our people and not priests, you know, what do you bring to church on Sunday? That's one of the questions I threw out that to use in our regional meetings, you know, and then to see how people would think through that, what the thought process would be and what the response would be. What do you bring to church on Sunday? Because many people, I'm going to speculate, and not because they consciously do this, but they come to church and say, okay, well, I'm here to go to church and receive the sacrament, and then I'll be on my way. But the whole idea behind church and community is to bring the gift of yourself there to Mass. You know, back in the ancient days of Christianity, during the Eucharist, you know, the gifts came from the people themselves, the bread and the wine, and it was brought forward by a family or families, you know, poor and rich, and they brought it together up to the front. So it was certainly the offertory was an offertory of the self, of the community. The gifts were coming from the community. So I'm going to throw that out there.
I like that a lot because it is a different mindset that I think than we often have. It's not what we're going to receive, it's what we're going to give. And I know that's part of what you try to do, Melinda, is to talk about the fact that together We can do so much more than we can just by ourselves.
We accomplish so much more.
Yeah.
You know, the Catholic Family Sharing Appeal is an initiative, and the one time each year that all of us within the diocese from every single parish come together to share our gifts in support of the mission of the church and to build our kingdom here on earth. And I often say, I wish people could really see every single ministry that's supported through Catholic Family Sharing Appeal, because it ranges from the young. You know, we see it in our, it's called a Totus Tuus program, mm-hmm. where our evangelization and discipleship office will train a group of four people to go out to the parishes. Now, it's not just one group. It's 25 to 30 groups of four that go out to 80 parishes each year and spend a week in those parishes spreading the good news and engaging the kids. It starts at kindergarten, and then it goes all the way through Newman Centers. Our programs that throughout the year are impacting our youth throughout the diocese. That's just one aspect.
Yeah.
You'll see in the Bishop's Bulletin this month, one of the ministries highlighted is something that Eric Gallagher is working on throughout the diocese, indirect mentorship, if you will, of the directors of education within the parishes. And Father Joe Vogel brought Eric in to work with his director of religious education, and the impact that they're seeing not only on the youth that they're focusing on, but on the adults that are working with the youth.
It was really a remarkable thing for me to be, because I ended up being involved in writing this story, of course, and going down to Elk Point and Jefferson and listening to those people talk about what they've experienced, listening to the kids talk about what they're experiencing in these discipleship programs. It blew me away. They're very excited about it, and it's a great example of something that we can do as dioceses to help parishes. And to remember that we are part of something bigger. It's easy to forget that.
So happy to see that we concentrated on some rural parishes. And you know, I'm a product of a pastor of Sioux Falls parishes. And I love being a Sioux Falls pastor. But, you know, it's good to know.
But where did you grow up?
But I grew up in Holy Cross Parish in Ipswich.
Absolutely.
So it's good to see that, to highlight. And those pastors, those parishes, you know, talking about Totus Tuus, you know, they welcome programs like that so much that come to their parishes and help their youth and, you know, help their young people. But, you know, it was great to focus on something like that. And not to the deference of the parishes in Sioux Falls. You know, we benefit from all these programs too. But the rural parishes, you know, they're clamoring for the programs that that we're able to offer them through Catholic Family Services. And again, yes, as you said, you know, so many hidden things that people don't know about.
I never thought I would be a parent that uses the phrase "when I was a kid." I swore I would never do that. But when I was a kid, we didn't have the opportunities that the youth have today.
Yeah.
And the experiences that they are searching for and finding within the programs and the ministries that we have, they've changed my kids. They really have. I have everywhere from 9 years old to 16 years old, and each one of them has an experience outside of our family, outside of school, where they've been impacted by the works of the ministries of the diocese. And, you know, I often talk about discipleship camp that happens down at Broomtree Retreat and Conference Center. They have three sessions now. 3 weeks of camps for kids. About 300 kids will go down there every summer, and they come back changed and transformed in their journey, in their faith journey. And then from there, they go back to their parishes, get others excited, and it continues to build. And I think that's the wonderful thing that we're seeing in our diocese that didn't have when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, the youth conference, I talk about this often too, because the first time that I ever went and witnessed a youth conference, 1,500 kids were there. And the Eucharistic adoration, I probably talked about this last year too, because it had such an enormous impact on me. The adoring that those kids do during Eucharistic adoration, how they wait in line to go to confession, is a very powerful experience as an adult. It's a great witness of them, and it transformed me in a way of, wow, they get it.
And how much more important is it? I mean, I agree with you that when I was a younger person, some of those opportunities weren't there. But the world was also a different place. Mm-hmm. And the world we live in today, boy, if we don't have those opportunities for our young people, And for our adults.
Our youth are our future.
For our adults.
Exactly.
We're going to be in big trouble in a hurry.
Exactly. No, we will be. And, you know, St. Pope John Paul II, Bishop Carlson, Bishop Swain have all talked, you know, used the mantra that our children are our future, our youth are our future. You know, I had parish council last night, and this is a diocesan program funded by CFSA. The Diocesan Youth Office, Eric Gallagher, Emily Leadham, who put together the bus trip for the March for Life in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
So last night we had parish council, and one of my parish council members said, you know, my daughter came back from that, and she is a changed person. She's a completely changed person. It was the greatest thing that she could have done for her faith. So this is what CFSA does, you know, and to those who, you know, perhaps, you know, just wonder, perhaps think that it's just all about money or it's about giving to Sioux Falls or, it, you know, it doesn't include us and it's exclusive. You know, St. Paul talks about this in his epistles, you know, the gift of ourselves. It's a part of building up the body of Christ, you know, it's to build up the community. We imitate God by the gift of ourselves. Sunday, you know, I'll say one more thing and then you guys can speak. But, you know, Sunday I gave a homily and the last line of the homily was a line that I heard from an old movie that goes like this, hugely important is how we express thanks for being alive.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And that's stewardship. And that is the giving or the gift of ourselves. St. Paul talks about it, you know, the seven Christian gifts that every disciple or member of the community or member of the church should be involved in. And it's the complete giving of self. So, you know, it's as we say in the stewardship, as we use the line, you know, time, talent, and treasure.
Yeah, absolutely so. And Catholic Family Sharing Appeal ought not be the initiative for stewardship. It ought to be the result. How we contribute to CFSA, to the Catholic Family Sharing Appeal, probably ought to be the result of our understanding of our stewardship and something we ought to practice on an ongoing basis, I suspect. Melinda, I want to talk a little bit about some of the work that you do and that actually your priest advisors do too in preparation for the annual appeal. For those that aren't familiar with it, maybe tell us a little bit about just the mechanics of it and kind of what you've been doing to get ready.
Oh boy, that's a big question, Jerry.
I know, it's a lot, but I'll give you a minute.
You know, the last few weeks, our focus has really been on getting out there and educating people because I think the mantra is always, well, I do it because it's what I've always done,
mm-hmm.
or I give because I'm supposed to. And that's not what we want anymore. We want people to prayerfully, proportionately, and sacrificially think about their gift to Catholic Family Sharing Appeal and know that when they make that gift to a family, they're one family and one faith, it is making a huge impact. So the last couple of weeks, we've been really focusing on getting out there and talking about each of the ministries that are supported through Catholic Family Sharing Appeal. And one of the easiest ministries to talk about is vocations.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in my heart that people don't realize how blessed of a diocese that we are. We have over 20,000 families that participate in Catholic Family Sharing Appeal. We have 35 family households, if you will, in the diocese. So we would definitely like to see that number increased, even if it's just with prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of our faith life and everything that we do and accomplish is grounded. Our foundation is in prayer. So we want everybody praying for the success of our diocese. But because they have been so far back, we're seeing the fruits of it more and more every day. We are, as far as I'm aware of today, we are one of two dioceses that have over 30 men studying for the priesthood in their diocese. The other one that I'm aware of is the Archdiocese of Minneapolis-St. Paul, correct,
sure,
Father Morgan?
Yeah.
They have 32, if what I'm aware. So 31 men.
But they're a little bit bigger than
we are. They're exactly. A lot bigger
exactly.
than what we are.
Now you talk about a success story, you know, the vocations that we have right now, at least those men discerning vocation. It's just a great story. And they can do it because, you know, CFSA helps to make that possible, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, you're a product of that.
I am a product.
Father Morgan, I mean, talk about that for you when you were in that pipeline. What did that mean to you?
To know that you when you go to the seminary and you're discerning this, and you're not, it's you're just not on your own, but you have the people back home who are supporting you, you know, with their gifts financially, but also with their prayers, especially,
mm-hmm.
You know, receiving the letters from them, the support from them, and then you come back and, you know, the encouragement that you receive from people, and I mean the generosity, just all the way around, is, you know, it certainly encourages you, and you know, in some instances, when perhaps discernment seems like it gets tough or it's rough, you know, you think about that. I want to come back and serve the people that I love. I want to come back and serve the people who have helped me throughout my life.
Your family.
And what better way to do it? My family, my church, my community, my mm-hmm. diocese. And what better way to do it than as a Catholic priest of Jesus Christ?
And if I hear anything consistently from the guys who have been in seminary, who have been ordained, that's exactly it. They're so proud of the people.
Exactly. They are. Yeah. And they're proud to be a part of this diocese and proud to be studying for the people of the Diocese of Sioux Falls. So it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, the regional meetings, just back to that for a moment, you know, we had one canceled already in Vermilion, unfortunately, Mother Nature.
Yep.
In South Dakota, you have to know.
That's
to
just the way it is. Yeah.
But
yeah.
We are going to have another one in Sioux Falls.
By this time it will be passed because we're doing it on February 9th.
Oh, thank you.
All right. That's all right. But but the fact is these regional meetings have happened, and mm-hmm. so they are a great opportunity for those that are interested, and sometimes parish council members or finance council members or others that are involved in parishes, to hear directly about what's right. going on.
You know, the donations and people's gifts that they share, they don't just go to a big black hole. We don't talk enough about the blessings that we are able to accomplish through everybody taking part in Catholic Family Sharing Appeal. And I don't know as though many people know, Bishop Swain is committed to supporting our seminarians and taking care of their education and formation. The amount of the commitment changes as they progress through their studies. But when you think about it, if you have a young adult in college, on average, it's about $30,000 to $38,000 per student. Now, times 31,
yeah.
That's a huge commitment.
Yeah, it is a huge commitment.
It is a huge weight off of those men's shoulders as well, that we as family are able to support them in that ministry.
Oh, when you're discerning priesthood, that's the last thing you want to worry about.
It really frees you to do what you need to do.
To study, to discern God's will for you in your life. Yeah. So, and God bless the people who commit to that, and God bless the people of our diocese who are so generous. You know, our people are really, really generous. And, mm-hmm. and that's because I think they understand that you know, as you said, stewardship is a result. It's a product of just being grateful to God for being alive, for the gifts that he has given us. You know, stewardship is discipleship. It's a way of life. It's the way that we're supposed to live. And St. Paul describes this in the epistles, very much so. You know, this is the lifestyle of a disciple. This is the lifestyle of a Christian. It is at the benefit of the community, at the benefit of the church. What does he say over and over again? We have to build up the body of Christ. We have to build up the body of Christ. And he describes all of those things very mm-hmm. detailed. And one of them is almsgiving, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that sums up really well, Melinda, your theme for this year, One Faith, One Family. I mean, it really you're really trying to bring that to the front, I think, so that we do understand that we are part of something much bigger than ourselves, much bigger even than our parishes, frankly, much bigger than our diocese. Mm-hmm. We're part of a universal Catholic church.
Yes.
We are.
We can't become too parochial. We have to remember that we are we belong to something much bigger than ourselves, that Catholic universal.
We've only talked about a few of the ministries, and we're not going to get through a lot of them in the time that we have available today. So I'm going to point out a couple of things.
Yep.
One is that there is a really wonderful little summary that Bishop Swain actually did in some of the work that he did before the Catholic Family Sharing Appeal this year, and it's included in the Bishop's Bulletin. If you haven't looked at your February Bishop's Bulletin, which I'm sure you all have, but in case you haven't, pull it out. Take a look at that. That'll help you a lot. There's
Absolutely.
Also a website, I believe.
The website is very well done. It's newly revamped, easy to get to. It's SF Catholic for Sioux Falls, sfcatholic.org. All of the ministries of the diocese are listed on there. But if you do the acronym for Catholic Family Sharing Appeal, do the CFSA after the website address. It'll take you directly to the website for Catholic Family Sharing Appeal, and it'll show you how your funds are distributed amongst each of the ministries. There's a little chart on that landing page that will show you where your money goes. And then within that page, you can find all of the ministries throughout the diocese that are supported by Catholic Family Sharing Appeal. And there's also a couple of videos that are really well done that really get into the depth of each of the ministries and ministries that most people aren't aware of. Again, the one that I really enjoy is the Catholic Divorce Survival Group, testimonial that's on there, or prison ministry, chaplaincy. There's so much that's done person by person through the support and sharing of gifts.
I'm assuming that
I love that technology.
It's great, isn't it?
I'm assuming that, as is the tradition, every household is soon to get a letter from Bishop, and that's kind of the marking point of now's my time for action?
Absolutely. Kickoff weekend is set in each of the parishes throughout the diocese for February 18th and 19th. Every parish does it a little bit differently. Some priests will talk about their experience and impact that they've received from Catholic Family Sharing Appeal. Some parishes will play an audio message from the bishop, or some parishes will do the video as well. But following that kickoff weekend, there is a letter that you'll receive from Bishop Swain, a direct mail piece that includes the pledge card and opportunity to participate either through prayers or through your financial support.
All right. Well, look for that. It's coming
soon. Yes, it is.
It's coming soon. Father, any last word for us as we remember what we're doing here?
To remember that gratitude is rooted in our relationship with God. And I think that's the premise for Catholic Family, for CFSA.
If we remember that it starts with Jesus and ends with Jesus.
Exactly. That's the point. It starts with God and it ends with God.
We're probably going to be okay.
We're going to be a lot happier. You know, we'll be joyful people.
Amen.
When we're generous people.
All right. Watch your mail. Look up the information in the bulletin or on the website. Melinda North, Father James Morgan, thanks for being with us.
You are welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry.
Gina, great to talk about the Catholic Family Sharing Appeal and all the good it does. We actually didn't mention that this program, of course, Catholic Views, is supported also by the Catholic Family Sharing Appeal.
As is the Bishop's Bulletin. It's a big deal.
Yeah, it helps us a lot. It allows us to, what we hope at least, is to share the good news.
Exactly. Get the Bishop's Bulletin into the hands of every registered diocesan parishioner, that is.
TV Mass.
Yep.
We do the TV Mass. There's a lot of things, a lot of good that comes from people supporting Catholic Family Sharing Appeal.
Exactly. So keep an eye out.
We thank them for that and encourage them, as Melinda said, to be prayerful in your discernment this year. That's our time for Catholic Views this morning. Thanks for being with us. Please join us again next Sunday morning.